The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, I know it feels like Monday, but it's not. I just thought I'd start off with the obvious, right? And have you ever noticed that the weeks where we get a day off always seem longer? At the beginning of the week, you're always sort of disoriented, right? Because you think, oh, wow, an extra day off. But then by the end of the week, it seems like you've been there for 12 days. I don't know. It's psychologically. I guess I should talk about it since it's psychological.
That could be in some cases where because people feel like because the week is shorter that they feel like they have to catch up more.
Maybe, or mustard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well played.
Sorry.
Well played.
All right. Thank you. All right. So I actually have stories to tell you today. First of all, this is not even one of my stories, but I said to Manny, you have to be really proud of me. And he goes, okay, what'd you do now? Because I whine about it so much, that I was hacked sort of fairly severely. And so the guy, the bank was really nice because it's in their best interest to make sure that people don't break into my accounts. Although it turns out that your coverage isn't what you think it is if you're paying your bills online. But that's for another day. So at any rate, they sent their security guys over. And what they basically said is, your computer's too old. And I said, well, and I knew that it was maybe time to think about a new computer. I thought my computer's about 4 years old. It turns out to be closer to, it's not quite 6 years, about 5.5 years, which in computer, is like dog years, like 400 years old or something. And they said, the problem is that you can't get good security on it anymore. So, which of course is this huge conspiracy, which we'll get to later, about the fact that you can't, that once computers are more than 2 or 3 years old, then the operating systems, it just, as for those of you who are computer geeks, and for the rest of us, it doesn't make any difference except it's irritating and you have to get a new computer. I know your mother's refrigerator lasted for 75 years, but yours won't, and mine won't, so, and your computer's not going to. All right, so over the weekend, and I actually got the computer on Thursday night, but I thought, do not do this where you have a program in front of you. So I waited to do it over the weekend. And, I have all these people lined up who would help me. And I thought, look, you have a PhD. You're smart. You were an engineer. You can figure this out. And I did. And it was not inherently obvious. You really had to kind of think outside the box to be able to convert stuff from one to another. But I did it. And there's still a couple of glitches, to be quite honest, but they're minor. And I wanted to make sure I could do the program today before I did any more sort of fine-tuning. But so I'm feeling very proud of myself. And it is one of those things that proves that if you do things you don't think you can do, there really is a sense of accomplishment. And so yay about that. So that's number one. That actually isn't on my number ones. That was not even any of my stories. Or I have the first kind of fun thing I have to tell you is the next time that you're in the city, I live downtown. And downtown got really smacked with Sandy, and it's just now recovering. For example, Ellis Island is now open, but you can't go through the museum anymore till for another about 6-8 months because they took all the documents to Tennessee because this place was underwater. But one of the things that they've done is that we now have a merry-go-round in Battery Park. But because it's in Battery Park, which is right on the water. Hello, Sandy. Not underwater right now, but on the water. It has fish in it rather than horses. And so I went yesterday during the day, which was actually not a terrible day to do it because basically the only people in the city were me and tourists. I think I was the only person who spoke English for like 45 miles. But if you're going to do it, I would suggest you do it at night because they have an LED display so you're feeling like you're underwater. It was really fun, though. It swirls around, and they're individual. You can't sort of have two people on them. And it's not very expensive. It's like $5 or something. But it's really beautiful, and the sculptures of the fish are are phantasmagorical. So it's a really fun thing, and it has a kind of a calliope on it. So I got to play the calliope at Ehrlich's in Denver once, so I have a thing about merry-go-round. So make sure you, if you're coming to New York, you go and your kids will love it. You'll love it. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I did this weird experience, and I didn't read the press release, to be quite honest, which is, and I thought it was something very different than it was. But basically, it's called the Empire Travel Agency. And it's an immersive experience. And there are getting to be more and more of those. Sleep No More is one I talked about a couple of years ago that's wonderful. Queen of the Night. And the idea, this is kind of the future of theater. And there have been like murder mystery dinner theaters things for like 10, 15 years. Because I know friends who did it. These are much more sophisticated than those. And this one in particular goes through the streets of New York. And that's what I thought it was. I thought it was a special tour of the streets of New York. It's not. They have you meet at a phone booth, try to find those anymore, and it's you and three other people. And so I wasn't sure exactly where it was, and they say, you know, you have to be there at 7:27, and if you're late, they'll leave without you. So I didn't know where it was, so I was there a bit early, and kind of wandering around and making sure I was where. And so I went and wandered around through a store and then came back, and there was this kind of attractive woman who maybe was, I don't know, 30, 35, 40, I don't know, and standing there. And I said, are you doing this thing? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, they're going to come and pick you up and take you in a car. And she said, you're being kidnapped. And I said, I don't think so. And so she was just adorable. And so finally this woman comes up to me and says, are you Dr. Brown? I said, yeah. And my new friend, Elise, says, take good care of her. And Elise and I had to sign that she was going to write down the license plate number. So what it was is it is an immersive experience. There are at least 20 or 25 actors involved in it. And you get in two different cars, and the idea is that they discovered a park that I've lived here down here for about 7 years. I never even knew it existed, and I'm an explorer. I sort of go into nooks and crannies. And then there are these three guys playing musical instruments, and what was interesting to me, I mean, some of it's a little hokey, to be quite honest. They send you texts on your phone that say, you're in danger, get out of the car, tell them anything you have to, walk this way. You know, a man in black will find you. You get on subway cars and you have codes. They have maps that then you don't swallow them. They light them on fire. They disappear. And what happens is you begin distrusting everybody. You're in two different cars. You go to an art gallery. You're in a 300-year-old building. The musicians that were playing all of a sudden drop dead. People run in and walk behind you at a convention and say, follow us. You're in danger. And, I mean, you sort of know you're not, but what happens is you begin suspecting everybody. I mean, there was a photographer there taking pictures of the escalator, and all of a sudden he was part of it. He wasn't. There was somebody else taking pictures of a guy with no shirt on. We thought he was right. He wasn't. And what happened to me, the most interesting thing for me, other than seeing parts of the city which I had no idea existed, is how much you come to rely on the four of you, because you're the only ones who know, who share a perspective. And it was absolutely fascinating. And earlier in that day, I'd seen a play that was highly touted, that was over 3 hours, which I found completely improbable. It had no human understandable or noticeable or identifiable human emotions in it. And it was about the same kind of thing that this was, is whom do you trust and you know, what happens, you know, what's real and what's not real. But the first one was tedious. The second one was such fun. So it's called, I'll find out more about it for you, but it's called the Empire Travel Agency, and it's an immersive experience, and weird but fun. So I highly recommend it. 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, all you have to do is give me a call and we will chat about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Wendy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
A little bit convoluted, so I'm going to try and really condense it.
Okay.
I've been working with a family. I'm a part-time nanny.
Okay.
And the little boy just started kindergarten. And so all of a sudden my hours got cut from, a good amount, a perfect amount for me, to half the amount.
Okay, what was the amount before?
I'd say it was about 20 hours a week.
Okay, and so it's now 10?
Yes.
Okay.
And in the past, we have kind of a not 100% clear agreement. When they've taken time off, they've paid me for that 20-hour amount.
Right.
So the other complication was they couldn't decide what they were going to do. They couldn't give me any advance notice, really, of what his schedule was going to be.
Okay.
So I said to them, I can't do less hours, and we've come up with I'll continue working for a month.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm wondering if I can come to them and say, hey, guys, I really didn't have any warning, and can you cover 2 weeks of that month at that full 20-hour rate? I don't know if that's ethical. I don't know quite how to approach this.
How long have you been working for them?
It's been about a year.
All right. Presumably, even if they didn't warn you that this was happening, you knew the kid was going to start kindergarten, right?
Yes. I thought it was going to be like at 12:30, and it's turned out to be at 3. So that, for me, is a huge difference. And they didn't decide that to the last minute. That's kind mm-hmm. of their style.
Well, yes. I mean, the short-term answer is, of course, you can ask for whatever you want. And it may be that they're going to that they were always intending to give you some kind of bonus at the end. So the question is, how much are you paid an hour?
$20.
Okay. So we're talking about, let's say you're talking about a total of 20 hours. That's $400. So that's not an insignificant amount of money. So there are two ways to do it. I mean, if you're really feeling in the midst of pecuniary strangulation, you know, that you really can't make it this month, I think there's no harm in doing it. On the other hand, if you think, gee, it would be nice to have the 400, but, it's having them as a good letter of recommendation, knowing that they can always call me, you know, if they have another child, having me available, you know, saying that I'm going to be available if possible over vacations, may be worth it to you. So, and I'm not suggesting, and it sounds like the way that you're doing it is not particularly odious, although saying, look, guys, I didn't have much warning, therefore, I think just saying, I know that you guys didn't make a decision at the last moment, but it's kind of put me in a bit of a bind. Would you be willing to give me, and maybe the easier way to do it is instead of saying, could you cover the whole 20 hours for half the time, of saying, would you be willing to up the hourly for the month? And that may be an easier way of doing it, because the other set of is paying you for not, you know, for something you're not doing. The other is just paying you a little bit better for what you're already doing. So that may be, and in the long run, I mean, what you're talking about is $400, and you're talking about, let's see, you're talking about 4 weeks. So it's $100 an hour, or $100 a week. So that's, and you're talking about 10 hours. So you're talking about, instead of paying you $20, they'd pay you $30 for the time. And that may be worth it, you know, just asking. It may be a better way of asking. In other words, what you're sort of saying is, this was short notice. I'm basically doing part-time work. You tend to get paid more for part-time. You don't even have to make the argument of just saying, would you be willing to up the hourly for the month? And they'll either say yes or no. If they say yes, then you're covered, and it's probably a slightly more graceful way of doing it. If they say no, they probably wouldn't have given you the extra, you know, the extra $400 for doing, you know, essentially for work that you're not doing anyway. You may also sort of offer to do something extra, saying, you know, I'm willing to pick him up from school or whatever, to justify the extra money. In other words, if you can, you know, it's interesting, I was talking to somebody about this last week, that I think that in life, there's always two options at some point. The option of trying to win the most you can get, and the other is giving up a little to get a little. And I'm clearly of the second school of life, that extra, you know, over your life, that extra $400 is not going to make any difference. Over the next couple of weeks, if it does, it probably makes some sense to say something about it. But you need to figure out what you're giving up to get that $400, and whether you can give up a little of that $400 to get something back that's valuable to you, which is either, I mean, if nothing else, having them pay you even $25 an hour for the next month means that the next job you go into, you can say, at my last job, I made $25 an hour. So that's somewhat valuable. The amount of money that you're talking about is going to be not quite as much. It'll be the difference. Let's say, what did we figure out? 10 hours is 50, so that would be 200 rather than 400. So it's only half of what you're asking for, but may work better for you, may work better for them. I think it's okay to ask, but I think you have to figure out that if they say no, is it going to leave a bad taste in both of your mouths? Are they going to feel like you're sort of trying to manipulate them? So figure out what, and I think the best way of approaching it is just to say, I know this came kind of out of the blue for you, that you had last minute decision, but it also means that I've got, you know, my income has just dropped by 50% overnight. Is there some way that we could, is there something else? For example, I don't know if you want to do housekeeping, picking kids up at the store, doing some extra babysitting at night, taking care of the child for a weekend so they could go away someplace. But I think offering something that says, you know, I'm willing to do a little extra just so, because I don't want you to feel ripped off, but that's a fairly major financial hit for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
So, yeah, and because, again, they're going to be a good resource for you. As I said, if you can get them to kick in a little bit more on an hourly, that may make some sense. You have some options here. But what I would do is tread lightly, understanding that while the $400 at this moment seems to loom relatively large, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not going to make a huge amount of difference. So tread gently, see if you can offer something without sort of making them feel guilty, because guilt really just doesn't work very well as a motivating factor.
Okay,
because if they're going to feel guilty, they would have already offered. And so what you're doing is you're kind of jeopardizing essentially goodwill for $400 that they may or may not give you anyway. And if they feel icky about it and then say, well, you know, she's a good nanny, but she's a little venal when it comes to money. I mean, that's going to cost you something. So think about, and again, I'm not saying no, and in fact, I'm saying yes, but I'm saying do it in a way that you're offering them something of value to get something back a little bit. And as I said, if they'll give it to you, they probably would have given it to you anyway, and this is just a little sort of nudge in the right direction. If they say no, they weren't going to give it to you anyway, and you probably still want to be cheerful about it. So make it gentle enough so that it doesn't poison either you against them or them against you, because you want them as a letter of recommendation.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, how are you doing, Doctor? Just recently, the past 9 months, more than my whole life, I just feel like I've lost my optimism on things. So I decided.
How old are you, Steve?
I'm 40 years old.
You single or married?
And, I'm single. And I decided that I wanted to move. I've been in New York all my life.
Okay.
But then I became so indecisive. Like, is it the right thing? You know, I was going to move to Los Angeles.
To do what?
Well, I'm a teacher.
Okay.
But I want to change careers into accounting.
Okay. Do you have a degree in accounting?
Yeah, I have a master's degree in accounting.
Okay.
And I've also passed the CPA exam.
Okay. Would you set up your own shop or would you work for somebody else?
I would have to work for somebody else.
Do you have a job?
No, I didn't.
Steve, listen to me. The reason that you're getting yourself in this limbo and feeling awful about stuff is you're dealing with abstractions. Any move, even a move from, I mean, prisoners, the recidivism rate just before people are about to be paroled is humongous, because it's hard to imagine something anything worse than being locked up, except maybe being not locked up because it's different and new. So obviously, if something that is that black and white is hard for people to kind of integrate, then something that's any less awful is going to be equally confusing. So if you want to move, move. But you move to something, not from something. Because whatever sense of disquiet you're feeling will follow you if you don't have a job, have a place to live, and are you moving towards something. And then you'll find out that either this was a great move, you love L.A., or you think L.A. is the pits, but you will have learned something, and then you'll appreciate New York. But you can't do it the way you're doing it, because it will be analysis paralysis. You're just not, and your problem, I mean, because you're analyzing abstractions rather than specifics. If you want to move to L.A., get a job, get a house, and go. And then if you own property here, you can rent it because the sales market isn't very good. But make specific steps. What do you teach when you teach?
Well, I teach elementary school. I'm also a high school teacher, but currently I teach elementary school.
But what do you teach in high school? What subject?
Computers.
Okay. You wouldn't say to somebody, just sit down and see if you can't suss it out. Or just write a program. You'd show people the steps. You have to turn the computer on. You go to the start. You look at documents. You're doing the same thing. Don't just sort of say, okay, well, let's flip a coin. It's very hard to make decisions that work at all on that basis.
You're saying I should have something secure out there.
I'm saying you should have a plan, Stan.
Plan.
Or
okay.
Let's
but if
not,
it's weird. I'm so indecisive that even if
Steve,
I have a plan.
Steve. Not going to listen to it. What you're doing is saying, I want to stay in a place that makes me really uncomfortable and just stay there and talk about it a lot. That isn't what I help people do. I mean, that's a waste of my time and your stomach acid. That if you want to move to L.A. because you're feeling like you need a change of pace and you want to change careers, get a job, get an apartment, and go. And you'll see, because then you'll have some criteria for judging that this was a good decision or not a good decision. Because we never know until we've actually done it. Carmen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. You have a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. I'm not supposed to sound surprised,
no.
But good. I'm glad you like
no,
it.
I sound excited.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, my situation, I'll try to make it brief. It's how can I get my former boyfriend to come see me? What I'm saying is he's been trying to come see me, but neighborhood people and from the building, they stop our union.
How did they do that?
I heard some struggling by the door, but I didn't open, and somebody called my name out, and then I figured it out. It was him. They physically stopped him from coming up here.
Why?
I don't know why they. I don't know. Maybe they have something against me. I don't know what it is.
Well, no,
exactly.
Probably not against you. Maybe against him. Carmen, tell me about the boyfriend. How old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
And how old is he?
He's about maybe 7 or 8 years older.
Okay.
And we dated for a long time, and it was a very meaningful relationship.
How long ago did? Why did you break up?
Why did we break up? Okay, that's a good question. Because somebody framed us, you know? It made it look like I was having something else with another man, which was not true at all.
How would somebody frame you?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Carmen. Tell me the good stuff.
I don't want to go into real details about this.
How could somebody...
He found another man in my apartment. He walked in early in the morning, and he found another man in my apartment.
And who was the other man?
This was an ex of mine, but we didn't, honest to God, we didn't have anything going.
Okay, but why do you think anybody would have framed you? I mean, it sounds like you actually had a man in your apartment. Carmen, nobody...
Yes.
Why was your ex-boyfriend in your apartment early in the morning?
Oh, he framed me.
Who
I don't know how I got in this
Carmen,
mess.
Carmen.
Because
he didn't frame
because
me.
He spent the night, right? He told me he was afraid to go out. He was visiting the evening before, and he was afraid. And I'm so kind-hearted that I let him stay, and it messed my ruined
okay,
my
wait,
life.
Okay, wait. All right, stop.
What?
So how long ago was Mr. Framed in the early morning? How long ago
this
did you date him?
This was a long time ago. This was,
how many years?
Oh my goodness. Let me see. 91, maybe?
So that's when you dated Mr. Frame You early in the morning?
Yes, right.
All right, so you broke up with him?
No, wait. Who's the one that was framed? Al?
Well, let's give a name. Was Al the one that tried to come see you recently?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Who is Mr. ex-boyfriend from 91?
No, L.
L.
Yes, but V framed us.
Who's V?
V is the one that framed us.
I don't know what that means.
The former boyfriend.
Okay, all right. So V was the one you broke up with in 91.
Oh, goodness gracious. No, I met in the 70s, more or less.
Okay, and how long were you with V?
Oh, my goodness, maybe a month, a few weeks, I don't know.
30,
it wasn't right for me.
Nearly 40 years ago?
Excuse me?
So was V the one who showed up and stayed overnight?
Yes, right.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, there was nothing going on.
I believe you. Why did he come to see you to begin with?
I don't know. And I've just remembered. I met him on a bus one time, taking my niece over to my brother's place, to
okay.
his father.
Okay.
I met him on the bus.
Right.
And we started talking, and then, you know, we exchanged phone numbers, and he called me, and he says if he wanted to come by. I said, okay, fine.
Okay.
I thought he was leaving, you know, within a couple of hours
right.
or so, and I expected L, but he didn't show up.
Okay, so when did all this come down with V?
In the 90s. Well, I put it behind me, you know.
Apparently not. Okay, so when did L show up? So L showed up again when?
About maybe 4 years ago or so.
Okay, so are you and L together now?
No, I have no way of reaching him anymore. They changed the number and everything.
Who changed what number?
I don't know. The number I used to reach him at, and then it's a mess. It's a
Carmen.
Yes?
Has any of this happened within the last year?
No.
All right, Carmen.
Because I have people...
Carmen.
Yes?
Carmen. It sounds to me... Do you have a job?
Excuse me?
Do you have a job?
No, I do a little volunteering.
How do you support yourself?
Disability.
What's the nature of your disability?
Chronic depression.
Are you seeing a therapist?
Yes, I'm.
Are you on medication?
I am.
Okay. Do you get out of your house at all?
Not really.
Carmen, listen.
I know.
Here's the deal. Listen to me.
What?
You're living your life backward.
Backwards?
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Your things that you're talking about happened decades ago.
Ages ago.
All right, listen to me. What we need to do is we need to start your life today and move forward. And it sounds to me you have a lot of energy.
Uh-huh.
You need to get out of that house. I want you to call me on Monday. All right, but I want you today. No, I want you to call me Tuesday because you may need Monday to get some. I want you to find at least one volunteer activity, and I want you to start it. I want you to be prepared to start it by the end of next week. You have 1 week. At least one volunteer activity. I'd like you to find an adult education course. I want you to get out and at least take a walk. Are you overweight at this moment?
No, I'm not.
Good. Okay. Then I want you to get out. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
In the Bronx.
Okay. I want you to get outside. Today is beautiful. I want you to get out. I want you to take a walk. I want you to smile at some people. Because we got to start your life again.
I have tried that.
No, Carmen, this is not about trying. This is about living a life that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Because then we can find you something to do. We can find you something that makes you feel good about yourself. And you can start finding people who have actual names rather than letters who will be in your life, who can take you to the circus and have you. I mean, you got to start over. But
I've been trying for so long, but
Carmen,
I just can't. People keep interrupting
Carmen,
my life.
This has nothing to do with anybody
yes,
but you. Carmen,
Brown,
you, my dear,
Brown.
you don't have a life right now. You're sitting around watching soaps. I mean, I'm delighted you're listening to me because at least it's real as opposed to fake. Get out of your house. If you've got, I'm not even on in your area right now. I'll be on tonight. Get outside and take a walk, and I want you to call me on Tuesday, and I want you to go find something to do, all right? I don't care what it is. You can go work at the VA hospital. You can work at a battered woman's shelter. You can feed the homeless. You can plant trees in the park. You can work at the library. You can work for the Red Cross, anything you want. But by Tuesday, I want you to call me back. I'm going to put the guys on with you so they know how to get a hold of you, number one. Number two, I want you to do some exercise, all right? And let's find men in this decade who have names rather than initials, all right? We'll find you one.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place.
It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So we apparently have finished up our walk on the depressed side. I can't. Oh, see, we had what, like 70 some responses or something, and there were what, maybe 10 that were above 3,
yeah,
or above 4, which is 15%, which is not a great sort of rating. And it wasn't really talking about any particular president or any particular, you know, maybe what we should ask at one point was there, except I'm not going to do it. It just occurred to me. Here's what I was going to say. I don't mean to stop myself mid-sentence, because I know that really irritates me when people do it to me. As I was going to say, which president did you trust? But that'll just turn into a political sort of arm wrestling contest, which I really don't want to do here. Because it seems to me that what this says is that we don't trust government And it doesn't really make any difference who's president. I mean, you may or not have voted for him, because there are presidents that I'm not sure that I would have voted for. There are presidents that I've kind of ignored that they were in office the entire time, like, you know, in a scary movie where I put my hand over my eyes or sort of block the vision. But, I mean, you'd like to think that the government, that most of the government can run itself independent of whoever's in the White House. And I think that's probably true. And that's the part of government that all of us kind of, if we don't appreciate, at least we feel a little more confident and comfortable about. The bureaucracy, and even though we use the bureaucracy in kind of negative kind of ways, I think on the other hand, while it may be negative, that we also think that it runs well enough, at least runs, you get something for your money, as opposed to some of our more venal representatives where we feel that we don't get anything for our money. They don't vote, they don't know what they're voting on, if they do vote, that they sell out. That, I mean, there are all sorts of really unpleasant things we could say about them. Which even their mothers sort of, who knows. But, you know, I'm really just a little surprised at how deep the negativity is and to what extent. I wouldn't, you know, I obviously put it up sort of being a little bit curious about it, but also, you know, I really didn't expect the overwhelming negativity that we got. Is it Cecily or Cecile? Is it Cecily or Cecile? Which, how do I pronounce it?
Cecile.
It's what? Cecile.
Cecile. Yes,
okay. Welcome to the program. How am I to help you?
Thank you. I am looking for a little advice on how to start a dialogue with a sister-in-law who lives in California and is in need of some in-home care.
Okay.
We live on the other coast, and she has a few issues, and it's becoming quite obvious that it's not healthy for her to live alone.
How old is she, Cecile?
She's 80.
Okay.
And there are family fairly close by, but issues have presented themselves that make it difficult for them to give her the care that she's needing.
Why? Why are they... Who's going to pay for it is probably the first question.
Well, Perlita is the sister-in-law's name, and she is able to take care of the cost.
What does she want to do?
Well, in one situation, she's saying yes, that she would agree to some in-home care. And then in other, almost by the end of the sentence, she's saying no, that she's fine.
Yeah, this is not uncommon, as I'm sure you're aware, with dealing with anybody, but certainly with people who are getting a little on in age. What I would do is get somebody in there and tell her that there are going to be some people that are trying out. What worked best with my mom was a little bit of, if not an, it was true, but it was a little bit of an exaggeration. I said, Mom, look, two things. First of all, I paid for this, and I'd really like to get some return on my investment as opposed to just flushing the money. And second of all, these are people who really need the money. So what I want to do is have a couple of different people come in, and you pick the one you like the best. And that did a couple of things, which it hopefully will be useful to you. First of all, that I said to Mom, this is going to, and I'd already paid for it, so that may be a little bit different of saying, and maybe you guys could get together, those of you, and say, look, we'll pay for the first couple of weeks. Because that takes the responsibility. This is a gift. Do this as a favor for us. And for a couple of weeks, it shouldn't be very expensive. And we want to get a couple of people. All of these people really need the work. They have families to support. So then she feels good about doing it. And you get to choose, which means she's then in control.
Right. All right. Well,
getting
ready to go out to California and the end of the
month. I'd have it set up before you. I'd have a couple of people set up before you go out there so that you can kind of help her with it. But I think that's the clue. If we're going to do this as a gift to you, if you like it, you can take it over. These people need the money, and you get to choose. And then see what happens.
Give me some suggestions if there's a flat-out no. I'm not allowing anyone into the house.
But you could say, okay, you know, when you're ready, and because something will happen. Either her house will get messy or she'll get a cold or something. And what I did with my mom is said, Mom, look, you don't have to do this forever. Be willing to give it a try. You know, it's like, you know, how can you say you would have sent me to my room till I was 40 if I'd said, you know, I don't want to try broccoli, I hate it, and you'd say, have you ever tried it? And I'd say, no, I know I'm going to hate it. That's what you're doing. You're doing the broccoli school of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that should work. All right, give it a try. Right. Write down the phone number so you can call me from where you're in California, and I'll help you out. You're welcome.
All right, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Tina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
Hi there. I have a question. Actually, I have a comment. First of all, I was listening to about the parents that had chosen they were happier or wish they hadn't had kids.
Yeah.
I think that's actually really sad.
Well, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Considering how many kids are out there. On to my problem. I can't stand my job. I'm almost at the end of retiring. I love my job. I'm at the end where I'm going to need to retire, most likely because they're going to be moving across the state and I'm not going to relocate.
Okay.
I'll have my years in and I'll be eligible to retire. Getting to that point right now, it's less than a year away, but I almost feel like the fact that, you know, the dynamics have changed in our office and have become really difficult to sustain, I guess. I need to get to the end so I can retire, but I feel like because I know retirement's coming close, I have even less tolerance for all of the BS.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a homework assignment because I don't want to do this off the top of your head. What I want you to do, are you going to work today?
Yes.
Great. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to be as specific as you possibly can with me and write down in detail what specific things are driving you nuts right now, all right? Because it sounds to me, if I understand you correctly, what you want to do is leave in a blaze of glory as opposed to having the last year just slugging through it and being miserable. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so go today so it's not, you know, it's not abstract at all. It's very specific. Make a list. I'm going to put you on with Manny, and we'll figure out a time for you so you don't have to wait in line tomorrow to talk with me, and we'll get through it and make your last year your best year yet. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.